Father, we thank you for your blessing today. We are grateful. We are thankful. We are glad that you are here and you are blessing us in this conference. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are grateful, Lord. Just thank God. Just thank God for a moment. Thank God. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. 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 Thank you for your blessing. You bless us with. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Are you tired?
No.
Very good. Now, Proverbs 23, verse 4. I'm moving on to something else now, and I want to share with you about the vision that a businessman or a person who works in the secular world should have, the vision you should have. Because you know the Bible says, without a vision, my people perish. It's a very famous verse. It's a very famous verse. All right. Now, are you with me?
Yes.
So, yes. Put that verse back on there. Without a vision, my people perish. Proverbs 29. Yeah. Where there's no vision, my people perish. Okay. So now I want to give you a vision that I think is the right vision for a person who is working in the secular world. Because I don't work in the secular world, I work in the church. So my aim is not to be rich. All right. So now let's look at, but I believe everybody who is working in the secular world wants to be rich. Is that not so? That's why you are here. You want to be rich. Lablam conference. Learn about business by learning about ministry. Now, this verse is going to disturb your vision a little. So I need you to look at it. It says, labor not to be rich. Meanwhile, that is all that you are laboring for.
It's a verse.
Yes. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Wow. So you see, this verse is a hard nut to crack. So what are we doing? What are we working for? All right. Now, so if we are not supposed to labor to be rich, then what are we to labor for? All right? Because you see, you must have a vision. And you must have an aim. If you are doing business, what is your aim? And I believe that every Christian man must listen to what I'm saying in terms of what is in the Bible. Because if the Bible says, labor not to be rich, then what should you labor for? What should you work for? Because I'm trying to get money. That's why I go to work. That's why I didn't opt for full-time ministry. Because I wanted to earn money, prosper, and to do well in life and so on. I didn't want to be a priest. Wow. So what then must be your vision? And I'm going to give you the right vision. And if you have the right vision, I tell you, your vision makes you into what you are really supposed to be. You know, in this book here, I have two books like that. Can you bear with me for a moment? You know, whenever I have pastors' conferences, of which I have one this week, these books here are what I teach pastors. When I teach pastors, if I have the permission to do that. Mega church. Okay. church growth and church planting. I always teach them. And then why do I teach them? I always explain to pastors that a pastor must have a vision in the same way. And the pastor's vision must be clear. Jesus said, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail. That is the vision for a good minister. To build the church of God. And to have a mega church. A church that is comparable to the one that is in the Bible. So when I see pastors, and you are not pastors, so that's not my topic. So in your case, I'm going to give you another vision. I'm not here to tell you to build a church. But what I find is that many of us who are pastors don't have that vision. So the church doesn't work well. Because we don't have the right vision. A lot of pastors want to just go to America. Pastors also have a vision to have money. Which is not a good vision for a pastor. Pastors want to also to be rich. And all kinds of visions. So then we now must ask ourselves, this is a pastor, the vision of a pastor, because Jesus said, I will build my church. I will build my church. I will build my church. Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel. I mean, we don't have a struggle at all to know our vision as ministers. There's no problem at all. We know it. We know it. So, businessmen, what is your vision? Since your vision is not to build the church, what must be your vision? And he's also saying, labor not to be rich. So, I mean, where do you stand? Do you understand? Like, where do you fit in? Because labor not to be rich is clear in the Bible. So what are you working for? What should you do? What should be your aim? Your aim will make you. And you know, when I was going to Korea, by God's grace, Yonggi Cho kept on saying that a church depends on the pastor's vision. He said, big churches have a pastor who has a big vision. If the pastor doesn't have a vision, a big vision, the church doesn't grow. Yes. The church doesn't grow. If the pastor doesn't have a vision, doesn't. And I've had pastors' conference all over South Africa, Mozambique, Swaziland, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Zambia. The main thing about pastors is that once they are okay, they have food to eat, they've paid some rent, they don't seem to have anything, any more drive. It's amazing. And that is what kills the churches. That's why there are not so many big churches. Yes. So the drive to build more churches is what keeps even somebody like me going. Because I already have a church. I have a Kodesh. And all the branches in Accra. They are all my churches. I have First Love Church. I'm there. Sunday, Kodesh is also there. Last week, Sunday, I went to Kodesh in the morning and I came to First Love Church. First Love Church is also full. Yes. The First Love Church, the chairs in the First Love Church is more than the Kodesh. And it's almost full. It's true. And we have enough church. But why? What is keeping me going? Should I not go? Should I stop doing? I've got an air-conditioned car, CD player, radio in it. Everything is working. Wipers, everything, lights. FM station, I press and it works. Oh. So, what is left? But the vision to have a mega church. It keeps me going. When I compare our church, for instance, with Church of Pentecost or Presby, we are like infants, little infants. Yes, we are tiny.
Babies.
Tiny baby. Church of Pentecost has over 2,500 church buildings in Ghana. In Ghana. Buildings all over. It's the highest number of church buildings of any. I have more vision that I'm working. How few churches we have, it can never make me happy. When I see the fathers and the big ones ahead, I say no. There is more energy and life to do more. Are you understanding? So you too, as a businessman, you are not trying to build a church, and you are also not supposed to try to be rich. What is your vision? And your vision will make you do very well. Some of you are happy with your small prosperity. That's why I need to travel with you so that you have bigger visions of the levels of prosperity. Yeah. Because some of your prosperity is just related to a car. When you see your car shining, they say, oh, I've made it. So what does the scripture say? Labor not to be rich. But what should you labor for? That's the vision now. And that's the vision I'm giving you, is labor to be a blessing. Labor to be a blessing. Amen. Labor in your heart. Labor to be a blessing to people, to the world, to Jesus, to the work of God. Labor to be a blessing. Work hard to become a blessing. Amen. Labor to be a blessing. Now, what does the Bible say? The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. So you must labor to be blessed. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord. So you must labor to be blessed of the Lord and to become a blessing. You see, when you are blessed and you become a blessing, it means the blessing on you is very big. Yes. When other people are blessed by you, it means you are really blessed. It has overflowed. My cup runneth over. Beautiful. My cup runneth over. Labor to be blessed. Labor to be a blessing. Labor to be a blessing. Now, I have not yet seen anybody who God made rich who didn't have this inner vision, was not at the base of God enriching or blessing people. It was always under that he is trying to make you a blessing. Yes, he's not trying to make you rich. He's trying to make you a blessing. Yes. Are you listening to me? He's trying to make you a blessing, which is higher than even being blessed. It's like you are a blessing. Yes. Yes.
Keep teaching yourself.
You know, I remember a time that I had a vision to be blessed with a car. I wanted a car. So I was laboring to be rich, like to have a car. You know, but actually I was not even not able to attain it. It was a second-hand car that Bishop Eddie showed me that somebody was selling. He took me to the house and he showed me, this is the car. It's brown, bronze-colored Peugeot. And I was not able to attain to the Peugeot. So that was a time when I had it. I prayed. I stood in front of the car and I prayed. I pointed to the car. It was, Lord, move. Move. Bless me. It didn't happen. It's one of my disappointments in life. But you know something? I remember a time when it occurred to me that I've not given somebody a car before. Like I've given seeds. Be blessed with this. Be blessed with this. Be blessed with this. And I said, no. I want to give cars. I want to give cars. So not that I wanted to have a car. I wanted to give cars. I want to be at the place where I give cars. I can give a car. Yes. Laboring not to have a car, but to be able to give cars. Oh, brother, I see you sweating. The way you use the handkerchief to wipe. You know, one day I went to a restaurant, and the waiter, I don't know why he was sweating so much, but he would do this as he was taking our order. And then he will write and he will wipe it. Hey, I was a bit worried about the food that was coming. Sweating was too much. So you see somebody like that sweating, and you are able to bless. When you look at your life, you say, what are you able to do? What have you been able to do? What can you do? Then one day I thought, okay, to me, have I given a house before? Yes. So I want to be able to give a house. Yes, they are all levels. Have I given $1,000? Have I given $10,000? Have I given $20,000? It's like you are laboring to be at the place where you are a blessing. And you actually calculate what you are able to do. Yeah. Not what you have. Yes. What you are able to do. That's a vision. You see, it's different from laboring to be rich. I want a car. I want more houses. I want more cars. I want to be able to give a house. Yes. So the vision is totally changed from laboring to be rich to laboring to be a blessing. And if I look, and again, I want you to notice, there's no giving and receiving here. Up till now, prosperity, even in the work, you see, people think that, oh, if you go to a church and they teach about prosperity, it's all about sow a seed. So when you sow this seed, God will give you 1,000 times. When you sow this seed, God will give you whatever. Sow a seed. Whatever. Up till now, you see that there is nothing about giving and receiving anything. Because God's house is not a casino. Labor to be a blessing is the best vision, and is your vision as a businessman or a worker in your bank or wherever you are working, is that you are laboring with achievements in your mind and your heart. I am doing this to be a blessing. And I've still not seen anybody who God blesses who didn't have that vision to be a blessing. When is this in your heart? Genesis chapter 12. Beautiful. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out from thy country. This is the man, the master of blessings. This Father Abraham. This Abraham, the blessed Abraham, whose sons and grandson is Isaac, Jacob. And the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. You see, God's vision for Abraham was that he will be a blessing in whatever he was giving him. The aim of God. For a businessman, all these people were businessmen. None of them were pastors. Abraham was not a pastor. Isaac was not a pastor. Jacob was not. They were all businessmen. They were all. Oh, there's a lot of businessmen in the Bible. The pastors we know, but these are businessmen. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. None of them were pastors. They are all Job. Oh, they were all businessmen. All these are things for business people. And when you look at the reason why God took them on and decided to bless them was that thou shalt be a blessing. Oh, yes. Straight. That's the reason. To be a blessing. So that's and when it's in your heart, you'll be the best businessman. Because as you are standing there to work, to do something, it is so that it's not so that you have more. Verse 3. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. All families are going to be blessed. So the day you take up the call of God to be a businessman is the day you are taking up a call to be a blessing. You see, and because it's not in your heart, that's why you are not blessed.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true, Bishop.
It's because it's not in your heart. That's why you are not blessed. You are not thinking and seeing the chance to be blessed. That's why some people have the chance to be a blessing. They don't take it. When you stand and start, say, can you help with this? Can you do this? They hold back. They don't even think, this is it. This is my chance. This is my opportunity to be a blessing. So the opportunities pass by 1,000 times. So we are waiting to whatever. We are waiting to be whatever. But you see, that is the basis. You see, God looks on the heart. You see, God is not a man. We are so fake. We are so fake. We are so fake. But God's glasses, he looks straight. He doesn't even look at your face. If God was looking for a girlfriend, all your hips and your thighs and all, nothing will matter. If God was looking for a girlfriend, yes, none of those things will work for Jesus, for God. He looks straight, 1 Samuel 16, looks straight at the heart. Straight. You may have gotten something to make things bigger, wider, longer. Stretch them, whatever. It's not looking there at all. It doesn't matter to him. Looking straight at the heart. So what is resting in your heart? The desire to be a blessing. Genuinely. Genuinely. I'm looking for the chance that I have. This beautiful car, I'm looking for a chance for it to be a blessing. Oh yes. I'm looking for a chance. My beautiful home, I'm looking for a chance. Can use my home for outreach. Why not? You can use my car. You can use my instruments. You can use my money, Lord. You can use what I have. You can use my position. You can use my influence. You can use my what I have. You can use it. This is my chance. Labor to be a blessing. Beautiful. And until those things are in your heart, you know, you are not going to. You see, the thing has to be in your heart. Yes. 1 Kings chapter 8. First Kings chapter 8. Then Solomon assembled the elders and they had a whole ceremony. Yes. But we're going to read from verse 12. Then Solomon spake. Then Solomon spake. The Lord said he would dwell in the thickness. I've surely built thee an house to dwell in, a settled place for thee. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and has with his hand fulfilled it. Hallelujah, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people, Israel, out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people. Verse 17. Underline verse 17. That's the verse you want to know. It says, but it was in the heart of David, my father. It was in his heart. It was in the heart of David, my father, to build a house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. Huh? Is it beautiful? It was what? What was in his heart? To be rich. To last very long on the throne. To kill all his enemies. No, it was in his heart to build a house for the Lord God. What a vision. Not a labor. It's not laboring to be rich. It was laboring to build a house for God, not even for himself. And the next verse, beautiful. And the Lord said, oh, whereas it was in your heart to build a house to my name. Eh? It was in your heart. This was all that was in your heart. This is all that was in your heart. This is all that you were fighting for. Thou didst well that it was in thine heart. You did well. Thou didst well that it was in thine heart. Thou didst well. You see, all we need is God's approval and God's approval and blessing on your life. Thou didst well. You did well. You did well. That's a, and I want to ask, how many here, you know, have it in their hearts? Even my pastors, I struggle with some of them to build churches. Sometimes as if I'm fighting an enemy when it comes to building the church. It's as if I'm fighting Satan. How much more businessmen, how many of us have it in our heart? This is all that you are laboring for. I don't think so. How many agree that I don't think so? Huh? How many agree that I don't think so, and you also don't think so? How many also don't think so? Ah. Thou didst well that it was in thine heart. Verse 19. Beautiful. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son that comes forth out of the loins, he shall build the house unto my name. So, you see, even though he wasn't even able to do it, which maybe you may not even be able to do, but you are now doing well because of what is in your heart. You may not be able to rise up like David and build all this, but that's what's in your heart that you are working on. You are doing well. You are doing well. You are doing well. You are doing well. Because that's in your heart and it will show. You know, when you can't actually build a house, it shows. It shows. You see what David did. Maybe I can't build a house. I can build the gate. And I tell you, if you as a business person will get this vision of what is in your heart. It's the same thing for pastors. Okay. I say, put it in your heart to build God's church. As a pastor, you would have thought that it's an automatic vision. It is not so. Thou, look at verse 18 again. Look at verse 18 again. Beautiful. Beautiful. And the Lord said unto David, my father, whereas it was in thine heart to build a house to my name, thou did well that it was in thine heart. Yes. You are not able to build because maybe you couldn't have or you were not whatever. But you did well. There are things we are not able to do sometimes. But the fact that it's in your heart, you did well. One day I transferred one of my pastors. I said, go to Cameroon. He said, okay. Cameroon, one of those countries. Cameroon, Uganda, somewhere. He went. I didn't even know. He told his parents. He told his father. He told his mother. I mean, a grown up, married with children. He told his wife, everybody, we are going. They had a send-off party. His father, everybody blessed him to go. And when he came, I told him, no, you can't go. Stay. But I said, you did well that you were going. Wow. What is in your heart? 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Verse 1. Beautiful. I believe that this is the basis for prosperity. Is the heart. Yes. God looks at the heart. I mean, it's in the Bible. God looks at the heart. Clearly. So labor to be a blessing. Now listen, this is beautiful. Watch this. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great. For the palace is not for man. The palace is not for a man, but it's for God. You know, David was possessed with this thing. Verse 2. Beautiful. Now he said, now I have prepared with all my heart, with all my might. With all my might, I have prepared for the house of my God. Gold and silver. So he's not heaping up gold. He's been preparing for the house of God. His labor is not for gold. His labor is for the house. And he has been found. Somehow he has a lot of gold and silver. Because when your vision is right, the gold and silver will be there. It comes. It will come to you. Watch it. He says, I've prepared with all my might for the house of my God. The gold for things to be made of gold. The silver, the brass, for iron for things of iron, wood, onyx stones, glistening stones of diverse colors, precious stones, marble stones in abundance. Hey! And then look at it. He says, moreover, because I have set my affection. Because I've set my affection. My feelings. You see, this is a politician. This is not a business, not a pastor. This is a politician, it's a head of state. You people, you think everybody whose name is in the Bible is a pastor. These are politicians. This is a king. He stood for elections with other sons. He won the elections. He came into power. He had a power struggle with his other brother and came into power. This is a king. This is a head of state. Wow. Not a pastor. Huh? No. Not a pastor. I have set my affection to the house of my God, and I have my own proper good of silver and gold, which I have given my own good to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. Do you understand why he was a man after God's heart? And this is a politician. It's just like, even you can liken it a bit to our current president, who has come up with the idea to build a cathedral. And it's something that he's very serious about. I mean, for 60 years we've been in the nation, we are rather having other religions proliferating and being granted all kinds of privileges and being building all sorts of things everywhere in every prime spot. Yes. Every prime spot is taken up by other whatever. And here comes somebody said, I want to build a whatever. Amazing. It sounds similar to this. I've prepared, I've organized. How will such a person not be rich? When his labor is not to be rich, but his labor is to be a blessing, practically. And even when he's not able to do it, what he can do towards it. Look at what he's doing. He's not able to do, but what he can do towards it. Not just talking about the future every day. Oh, later. Well, I'll finish praying this. I'll finish doing it. I'll come. It's like he can't do it practically. But what he can do, you see that even though he can't actually do that thing, he's doing something. You can feel it. Instead of giving 1,000 excuses every day about why, you know, why this, why not, he do something. Look, I've not yet seen God give to people what they were not prepared to give away. Yes. Yes. Amazing. Amazing. Are you still around? I'll be giving you a break soon. I can see some people walking around. Please settle down. I'll give you a wee break just now. Amazing. Labor to be a blessing. 1 Samuel chapter 1. I've not yet seen God blessing people until they decided and they wanted to be a blessing. Verse 1. Now there was a man. Verse 2. He had two wives. This man went out of his city, verse 3, to worship. Verse 4. When the time came that Elkanah was offered, he gave to Peninnah and his wife portions. But Hannah, he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore. Verse 7. Beautiful. And as he did so year by year without prospering, year by year without breakthroughs, year by year without getting what you are hoping for, till something changed in her heart. Her sexual activity was good. The reason for it was going to change. Everything was going to change about her when her heart changed. Hannah was not having a baby. She was provoked and she wept. Verse 8. And Elkanah said to her husband, why weepest thou? Am I not better than 10 sons? Wow. Verse 9. Beautiful. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten. And after they are drunk. Now Eli the priest sat at the seat by the post. Watch it. Verse 10. And she was in bitterness of her soul. This is from the soul now. Look at it. It's like magic. It's like magic. Something's going to happen. Verse 11. And she vowed. She said, look, if you look on the affliction and remember me, and not forget, but you give me a child, I will give the child back. I will give what you give me to the Lord. That's all. Just I'll give birth and I'll give the child back to God. God now decides. When she has decided to labor, which is labor for a lot of people, this sex, this clinic, whatever, the vision has changed. Now she's trying to get a child, a prophet for God. She's not trying to have a family. She's not having to have a child. A child she'll take to school. A child she'll do whatever. She's trying to create and make a prophet or a servant for God. What's that change in her heart? This is why I'm laboring. That was it. That was it. Labor to be a blessing. She said, this one is for God. Every time she was having sex, it was for God. Yes, that's why it worked. Every sexual effort she was making, this is for God. As she was moving around, doing this, it was for God. Laboring to produce a child for the church. That's why she had a child. Yes. As soon as her vision changed, I'm trying to have a child to take my child to Montessori. I want my child to take to the church. I leave him in the house of God. This is what I'm trying to do. That's when God gave her 5 children. Receive 5 times whatever you are looking for.
For the Lord. Hey.
For the Lord. For the Lord. She vowed. She said, I'm now changing my vision. First, I was trying to create a family. Now I'm trying to create a man of God, a little man of God. Huh? Look, I have seen 1,000 times more prosperity by trying to build God's house. There is nothing that I do to get money. To try to get money. That's when I get money. Yes. Yeah. Even the church. When you see me going to crusade. If there is ever something to throw money away. Like if you want to call it throwing money away. It is crusade. As we have gone to spend thousands and thousands in Zambia. You ask, so what have we done? You haven't built any church. You haven't. There's nothing concrete you can see with your hand. Books that we've given away, shared, sold at low, the lowest price possible. What have we achieved? Rather, you see, that's, we are not trying to get money. But God is blessing even more. Healing Jesus is so prosperous as a crusade. Yes. There are many things that Healing Jesus Crusade does to help the church even. It's true. Yes, when we were in Zambia, as we were taking the offering, I said, we buy the land of this town. We bought land, Kitwe, Indola, Chingola, we're buying lands. I said, just use the money. Chakwa, what is it called? Kachwa, Chakwa, Kwacha, Kwacha, use it. Use it. Let's buy a land. I will take you, see me taking offering desperately at the crusade. Get, buy the land for the church. Buy the, give them money. Let them buy the offering. Kwacha. I didn't bring it to Ghana. Church. Yes. Church. When your heart is fixed in the right place, and that's what you are working for, something would have corrected about you. That's when you are ready to start receiving blessings. Riches don't come to those who are trying to be rich. Also, I tell people that your aim to be rich is one of the most dangerous visions you can ever have for your life. It's a bad vision. Yes, it wouldn't even let you work well. If you are a doctor and you are trying to get a lot of money from people, instead of letting the person have a normal delivery, you do a cesarean section. Instead of this, you do that. Instead of that, you do that. Because there are things we do in medicine that bring more money. Oh, let's admit you for 24 hours so that we can spend our drips, our this, and give some injections. All we are selling from our pharmacy. Somebody that could go home. We will let, because our mind is on money. If you are a lawyer, you are doing a case, a foolish case that you know this man has no reason, you will take the case because he's going to pay you money to just waste time and collect money. If you are a pastor, all you are trying to do is get money. You will be pastoring people. So if there's a rich man, you go to his house. If he's a rich man, you make friends with him. Everything you go to, the children, the young people, and people who are poor, you will not mind them. You will not mind them because your heart is different. Your ministry is different. Laboring to get money and laboring to be rich is a bad vision, even for a businessman. It's a very bad, and it doesn't make you rich. It makes you poor. It makes you, you don't even work well as a business. Because all just profit. There are things you don't collect money for. That is rather what will open doors for you. Yes. Yeah. Sitting here trying to be the richest man, trying to be rich, it's not a good vision. Labor have new visions. I'm going to prosper, I believe, I'm going to build a church. I'm going to pay for this. You know, one pastor, I went to a church, the pastor told me, this man pays for my travel anywhere I go. He just pays for it. Any trip I'm going, he pays for me to travel, business class, first class, whatever, to wherever. He asked me to pray because the man came. You see, he was wearing some funny red shirt. He didn't even think that he's even an usher. He said, this man, he told me, the hotel you are staying in is for him. Yes, the hotel you are staying in is for him. High price. We went to a restaurant. We were coming back. I saw another high scraper, 100 floors. He said to them, he tapped me. The man you pray for, this is also his building. Yes. And the hotel you are in is for him. And he said, for me, I am traveling. He pays for everything. Yeah. Labor to be a blessing. Not labor. Labor to be rich. Then, if you are rich, then you will. You see, there is a difference. So it's from the heart. Oh. Now, somebody say, what does it matter? The engine matters. The engine matters. We have different types of engines in cars. And the engines matter. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Beautiful. Verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded.
You are teaching.
Rich.
You know, most people who are rich are high-minded. They wouldn't sit with ordinary people. They wouldn't go to a church without a roof or in a canopy, or they wouldn't be in a classroom. They wouldn't help. And all the simple people, they become high-minded so quickly. Charge them that are rich in this world that they do not be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. Many things are uncertain in our world today. And most riches are uncertain. But they should trust in the living God, which gives us richly all things to enjoy. So your heart must not have shifted. Don't be high-minded. I'm pastoring children. I have one of the largest churches in the country, with buildings and hundreds of thousands of dollars of income all the time. I'm with children who don't have. When first, look at a few of you here. Look at your cars have extended to. When I have a camp with my children, the whole car park is empty. Just a few, 3 or 7 cars over here. There is no, and this whole place is full. They don't have anything. Yes. It's buses. They have buses. Buses will bring them. They don't have anything. These are my church members, and I love them. I love them. I love being their pastor. Yes. Verse 18. Charge them that are in this rich world that they do good. You see, they should do good. And they should be rich in good works. So this is the vision being outlined for somebody who is labor to do good. Labor to be rich in good works. Not labor to be rich with money. Labor to be rich in good works. And that's the blessing. Now when that blessing is there, it's the blessing of the Lord that makes you rich. And this is your vision. Ready to distribute. So you must labor to distribute. Your vision must be distribution. I want to be a distributor. I want to be payer for this, payer of that. Helping with this, helping with that. I want to be. And you will be. If it's in your heart, you will do it. You know, I heard Bishop Oyedepo sharing a testimony the other day. He said that, you know, he was sending a pastor somewhere. And he was sending him as a missionary somewhere. I think somewhere in Nigeria. And the man didn't have a car or anything. And he said, as he looked at the man, he said, oh, I wish I would have given this man a Peugeot. I think 505. You know, they used to make it in Nigeria. I don't know if they still... Do they still make it? No, anyway. But he said the next day, a man came to him and gave him exactly that car. Peugeot, whatever, 505, whatever. As soon as the man gives, the missionary is for the missionary. You see, when it's in your heart that this is what I'm going to do, that is when the thing comes to you. Because then you are ready to be a blessing. But when you are a wall, a concrete wall with a concrete roof, why should the thing come to you when it's going to get stuck there? He said that as soon as he had that mind, the very next day, a man came to him and gave him this car. Immediately called for that missionary, gave him, this is your car. You see, he said, because it was in thy heart to build my house, It was in your heart to build my house. Ready to, and because it was your heart to have a prophet give birth to a little child for me, I've given you 5 children. Minus 1 for the church and then the 4 for you. Beautiful. I said beautiful. Charge them to do good. So have a vision to do good. Labor to do good. Labor to be rich in good works. Not miserly in good works. Little bitty bits of things that you do. But be rich in good works. Yes. A distributor. Willing. That word communicate is the old. That's the word we use in Galatians 6. Is communicate. And is the old word which means share. You know, all the new Bibles use share. Willing to share. Yes, share your house, share your cars, share things, share willingly. Beautiful. Yeah. You know, when this vision is in you, you can expect the doors to start opening wide. Yes. Instead of laboring to be rich, reading Henry Ford's book and Lee Kuan Yew's book to be rich, you are rather trying to acquaint yourself with God, as Job said in Job 22. To acquaint yourself with God, get closer to God, then thou shalt lay up gold as the dust and the stones. Hallelujah. So this is the vision for rich people. Luke 5. And we're going to take a break after that. Now, labor to be a blessing. Tell somebody, labor to be a blessing. How many believe that when it's in your heart, things are going to change? Wow, I believe it. Luke 5, verse 1. And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw 2 ships standing by the lake. And the fishermen were gone out, and they were washing their nets. And he entered one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him, that he would do what? Thrust out, you know? And so, obviously, they came and pushed the boat. I don't know if you people have been fishing before. It's very difficult to move the boat when it gets on the sand. It's one of the difficult things. Now, we are mending our nets because we have a lot to do. You are a pastor. I don't have anything to do. You are walking by the beach telling stories. I say you are walking by the beach telling stories. And you want us to leave our schedules, our busy schedules, our plans, and come and push the boat that we've brought out of the water already. Just for you to sit there to continue telling more stories. So they prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Verse 4. Now when he left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Because you have labored to be a blessing to me and my ministry. And look at the magic. The Bible is full of magic. And Simon answered, we have toiled all night. We have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Verse 6. So when they are done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Verse 7. When they had beckoned their partners that they should come and help them, God, there's a crisis. You see, this is the kind of problem God is giving you. How many are believing with me that your problems in Lablam are going to move from trying to get things to trying to handle the things are many? Many, many things. Many things. Many years ago, when we bought Ofer Cinema for the first time, we needed to employ a watchman. We never knew. We said, hey, the place is for us. We need the security. It was a new problem. Your problems are going to be new ones, new problems you've never known of before. That's why there's something like investment banking. Do you know what investment banking is? People who have too much money, they don't know what to do with the money. So they take them to investment bank. Okay, here is my money. Do something with it. You'll be there soon in Jesus' name. Amen. But don't trust the banks. They don't know what to do. Now listen, they filled both ships that the ships began to sink. Then Simon Peter saw it and he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Depart from me. I am a sinful man." Now, I want you to know that God is in control of finances, wealth, fish, bread. Yes. Beautiful. God is in control. God can make abundance come into your direction. So God called the fish in the waters. Come to this tent now. It's not fishing time, but come now to be caught now. Your fishes are coming to you now in Jesus' name. So let's ask ourselves. In the evening, what did he say in verse 4? He says, "I've told where." Well, put it back there. I want you to see the difference. "I have toiled all night." So, "I have labored to be rich all night." Yes. "I've labored to be rich all night. And I have not been rich. I have tried. And I have not been rich." How many have tried to be rich and have not been rich? Yes. And still trying. Now I am telling you, labor to be blessed. Labor to be a blessing. Labor to be a blessing. Yes. I'm trying to change your heart vision. If it enters your heart, it will change you. Yes. And even if you're not able to read like David, you see that you still do something. Something beautiful. And now that he did not labor to be rich, then he was rather becoming rich. It's just fantastic. Tell somebody, honestly, it's fantastic. Beautiful. Now, Luke chapter 12. No, before you go to Luke chapter 12, Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 17. "Cry yet saying, thus says the Lord. Cry yet saying, thus says the Lord. My cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad." You see, this is a prophecy. And you know, if you believe Zechariah, you better believe, you know, there's a lot, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. This is Zechariah. There's a lot of things in Zechariah, and this is one of them. He said, "My cities through prosperity shall be spread abroad." You see, through prosperity, the cities of God, the word of God, the work of God spreads abroad. And so God wants his people to prosper, because it's through the prosperity that people will the cities will be spread abroad. But you see, when people prosper, they forget about God. This is the truth. This is the truth. When people really prosper, then they say, "This small post that I've got, all these pastors want to see me every day. They want to come and visit me." True or not true?
True.
Yes. When they prosper small, it's like, "Hey, why? Why are they worrying me? They are following me." Yeah. Huh? Small post. This one car that I've got, some Toyota Fortuner that I have, I mean, they are always trying to borrow it to...
Mercy.
Small prosperity that I have. They are always, that is how people talk when they prosper. You have to call them. At first, when you call them, you're always getting them. In fact, they will even call you sometimes. Now they don't call you at all. You know, when these people came to power, I met them and said, "He was always with texting. Now we can't reach him." You can't reach him. Yes, you can't reach them anymore. You can't reach them anymore. Yeah. You know, that's why sometimes God takes you through things. You know, I don't think if President Akufo-Addo had come to power 8 years ago or 12 years ago, I don't think he would have thought of building a cathedral. No. I don't think so. That's why sometimes God takes us through, eh? By the time you prosper, I see that you are very cool. I'll show you a video of him when he was younger. Hey, like fire, 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 fire. He was a fireman. He's still a fireman, but it's like, it's a cooler. You know the banner, we have the big ones and then the small. It's become a smaller one.
Very cool.
Yeah. Big power. Sometimes you have to be softened to the point where it's like your aim is to be a blessing. Yes, to be a blessing, not to chop. Just my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. It's not only political parties which come to power by money. There are organizations in Ghana that are building 1,000 of their temples. 1,000, I know. That's the aim. They are here doing it. Through the money, the oil money from different nations, they are spreading. I know in Guinea the same. An organization, they are building 700. And other countries, 1,000. They are using money to build. Fully, to take over with temples of their religion. And we don't have any. America is we're not going to send any money to any Christian, whatever. They are struggling over there. You know, through prosperity, the cities of God will be spread abroad.
Amen.
Through prosperity, the cities of God will be spread abroad. Through prosperity.
A good vision.
Yes. I visited a church in the Sakum on the morning star. I told them, if you don't build the other churches, something bad will happen here. They should build it first before they repair anything in their church. Yes. Spread abroad. Spread abroad. So they are building. They are building 10 churches, 10 church buildings in 10 cities in Liberia and Sierra Leone. They are paying everything. Yes. Labor to be a blessing. And they will be richer because of that. Far richer. Far. 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 That's when it comes. That's when it comes. It comes. It comes. Look at me. Follow me. See which place I'm going to look for money. Follow me and see. Where am I going to? Which place am I looking for? Is it Mozambique? You know, Mozambique, we had a crusade. Do you remember there was a flood in Mozambique and a woman gave birth on a tree? Do you remember? It was in the news some years ago. Yes, we were there. Magude. You cross on a... the car drives on the railway line to cross into that town. You drive on a railway. We crossed... Do you remember? In the night... crossing 150 kilometers, we drive in the night, 150 kilometers back. Yes, we drive it over. Water, it's just water. Yeah, then what are we going to get there? Money? Which money? The pastors don't even believe that we will come there. Are you sure he will come? Are you sure they will come here? Nobody has ever been here before, they say. You see the place, you say this place, till Jesus returns. It will never be. Never, never on your life. And finally, Luke 12. Beautiful. Verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. You see? But this man had not got a vision that the one I'm sharing with you today. Verse 17. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do next? What shall I do now? What's the vision, brother? What's the vision? Because I have no more space. Things are working.
Wow.
It's fantastic. The next one. And he said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to labor to be rich. Yes, all this he said, I'll pull down my barns, build greater, and I'll bestow my fruits and my goods. This is laboring to be rich. I'm going to labor to be richer than I am today. Labor not to be, it's not a good vision. Take it from me. David rather had the heart, I'm going to build the house of God. Then God gave him so much gold. The amount of gold that he set aside for the building of the temple, you can't even imagine when you read it. I mean, it's thousands and thousands and millions. This man rather said, I'm laboring to be, and I'll bestow and store more things. I've not thought of anybody at all. And when everything is a lot, I'll say to my soul, soul, that things are working. Thou hast much goods laid up for many years to come. I can never be poor again. I've labored to be rich. Take your ease, relax, enjoy, be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool. You see, this is the vision of many people, and God is shouting from heaven the same two words, thou fool. Two words, thou fool, thou fool, thou fool, thou fool. This night. How foolish of you just to labor to be rich. You should have labored to be a blessing. You should have been like Abraham. You should have been like Hannah, who labored to bring forth a beautiful child of God. You know, one day there was a lady, you know, I went to see her. You know, she didn't want her child to work in the ministry. I told her this story about Hannah. I told her, make a little coat for your child and bless your child to go into the ministry. She virtually dismissed me. Just go. You are not interested in that. I said, make a little child and bless, take your child, give your child to God. You will not even get for your child to work for God. Onapo. Onapo. Who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. So I'm speaking about your vision. I say, businessman, I don't care what type of business you are doing. If it's block making, if it is banking, if it is selling, I mean, carpets, if it is import and export, if it is you are working in a job, if it's what? Pharmaceuticals. If it is catering, labor to be a blessing. Have this vision. You are having the right vision. Hallelujah. Now that you have the right vision, all the teachings about God and the ministry and the strategies and all those, it will start to work. And you can see, so far we haven't come to giving and receiving. No? Oh, you've not noticed it. Bring money, give prophetic, I see something, a new thing is coming, something. No, let's be honest. Let's be serious. Yes. Yeah. I wish you the best heart. I wish you the best heart. Yes. The heart that God will bless greatly and mightily. Yes. That's what I wish for you. A good heart. Because when you have that heart, God hasn't got any fear. You know, if you have a child and your child grows up, you may wonder, can I give my child this? Is he mature enough? Even a car, is he okay? Can I give him? Would he not misuse it? Would he do something wrong with it? When I was in Achimota school, we were there one night when we heard one of our mates has taken his father's car from Tema, come at top speed on the motorway, and there was a truck parked. You know, he was coming to the school to come and screech, and they go around in a circle. And he went under the car. That was it. Oh, just a school student like that. You know, so you see that you as a parent, you have things to you can give. You could have given. But you are wondering, is he mature? Does he have a good understanding that I can put it in his hand? And that's what God is looking at us and asking, what is in his heart? Is it a foolish heart? Or is it a good heart? Labor to be a blessing. Labor to be a blessing. God is going to bless you. Stand to your feet, everyone. Beautiful. Lift your hands, please. No movements, just a short prayer. Father, thanks a million for this great opportunity that we have. Just thank God for all that he has spoken to you. Father, we are grateful for this great opportunity that you've bestowed upon us today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bless everyone, Lord, that has come here with a right heart. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Now, we're going to take a break now. But I want to just tell you something. I've shared with you two things. I'm sharing with you three things. So I've already shared with you two things. The first was what I call the connection between godliness and spirituality and the word of God and ministry and business. So you can call it the connection. And the second one is labor to be a blessing. Now, in the third session, which is the last session, it's one third, just about 1.5 hours, we are going to go through a few keys. Do you understand? In the word of God again. Everything is in the word. Have you noticed that we haven't quoted from Lee Kuan Yew yet? How many have noticed there's no quotation from Obama yet? Because you ask yourself that, I mean, where does Obama fit into this? It's like, it's almost irrelevant. Because the word of God is full of life and revelation. Yes. It has everything. But it's not that these people are done. They are also great statements and wonderful, wonderful quotations. All right? But here, I believe that the word of God is so relevant for whatever God wants for us. So we are going to take a break. And I invite Bishop Saki to tell us what the break involves. And then we continue. All right.